This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. embassy in Baghdad is safe after pro-Iranian protesters breached the outer edge of the compound Tuesday using battering rams to smash through a steel door at the visitor center. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Amid anger over U.S. airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia in Iraq, dozens of militiamen and supporters broke into the giant compound in an unprecedented attack, with American guards responding with tear gas. The State Department says all Americans are secure and there are no plans to evacuate the embassy. Two defense officials say a small number of Marines specially trained to protect diplomatic missions will go to Baghdad. President Trump is blaming Iran for the attack and calling for Iraqi forces to protect the embassy. The breach and the airstrikes represent a major downturn in U.S.-Iraqi relations. Baghdad has condemned the strikes, and its security forces made no effort to stop protesters marching to the embassy. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said today that the U.S. is immediately deploying some 750 soldiers to the Middle East in response to the protests. North Korea is ramping it up rhetoric-wise and talking of a new weapon amid a stalemate in negotiations with the United States. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is accusing the Trump administration of dragging its feet in negotiations. North Korea's state media says Kim declared at a Workers' Party conference that his country will not give up its security for economic benefits and will never denuclearize unless the United States discards what he calls its hostile policy. Kim also warns North Korea will soon show the world a new strategic weapon. Washington and Pyongyang have been at a standoff for months over exchanging sanctions relief and disarmament measures. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News.